Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 15. You know, it's just smooth little Tuesday. You know, it's raining outside. I ain't get my free donut today because it was packed as fuck over there at Krispy Kreme.
Fuck Krispy Kreme.
Fuck Krispy Kreme with a passion. Nigga, they had, I'm telling you, the block was like wrapped around twice. It was like two different blocks just wrapped around.
Doesn't Krispy Kreme have like a drive-thru?
Yeah, it was only, that's the only way. That's like, because like, you know, it's a pandemic.
Do all of them have drive-thrus?
Mostly. I smoke. Okay, man, look, I went over there. Shit was crazy, bro. I was like, yep. Ain't no getting donuts today, bro.
I fucking love Krispy Kreme, though.
I mean, everybody loves Krispy Kreme, but I'm not finna wait that long ass line.
Krispy Kreme's all right. People, bro.
What you finna go inside?
What is it Krispy Kreme's fault for?
I mean, no, it's not Krispy Kreme's fault. I'm just saying it's like a lot. It was, you have to realize it was a lot of people there. It was like cars.
That's what I mean, bro. Fuck the people.
Wait, so they were only, I thought it was like any time you can go, it's get a, I thought it was any time you could go get your free donut and everything.
I think it's any time today.
Oh man.
Nah, you should have stole the, like the bag, you know, and the videos where they just run, grab the bag like in the drive thru.
Oh,
I feel like I get jumped. It's like, oh, that's not fair. Like niggas, like everybody got their car, start chasing me down the block.
It was like the number one track. Sprinter.
He's like, fuck this, I got everybody. Everybody sit and get back in your cars.
I give him a head start. He says some shit like that. I'm dropping them donuts.
He's like, there, he's like trying to go to eat one real quick too.
Oh god, I'm like, fuck.
Imagine seeing somebody's like just, I was like, there, all of a sudden he's like, yeah man, we in the clear. Also you look, see off your peripheral, like this nigga just
running full speed.
I'm like, man, fuck no.
Yes, I can't stop this man's.
Yeah, to be honest.
But go ahead.
Oh, but my, all right. So what I was gonna start off today was, it's kind of like not that deep into it, but it was not funny either. But why did so? Why don't you like social media? You say you don't really fuck with it.
Oh yeah, I don't fuck with social media for real. It's just because like, it's just a lot of drama and it's unneeded drama. It's like people post so much like personal things online. It's just, social media is stupid. Like, from back in the day from to now, it's gotten stupider. It's gotten dumber. It's just, because, the stuff people post, and it's just toxic as fuck, honestly. Awesome. And, you can see some shit online, and it can ruin your day type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be, like, a video or pictures, just or something, like, you know, some random shit, like, that'll ruin your day. That's why, like, honestly, I don't post on social media that much for real, because, like, that's when you get unwanted attention towards you.
Honestly.
Yeah. Well, like, I was watching, a Joe Rogan clip earlier, and they were talking with Elon Musk about social media type stuff, and it was like that, it was more like he was talking about simulations, like how we live in like in a world type stuff. Yeah. And he was saying that people post on social media is like all kind of like a lie, like everything they post is what they want to post, the best picture, mm-hmm, of them, yeah, the best act or the best video. They don't that look like the, that on the regular.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was about to
so
get
like,
it.
Yeah, you could control all of that from like that.
And that's the scariest thing I feel like about it. Like you can meet some, like, you can see, all right, so you can be in school, right? And you see somebody, see a girl that you've seen like, you know, plenty of times. You're like,
see
she don't look like
day.
That.
You see her every
you're
day.
Like, she don't look like that. Then in a picture, she looks like a whole IG model and everything like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, girls really be catfished. I ain't gonna say it's just girls, because niggas be doing the same
niggas
thing.
Niggas be catfishing. I've been seeing like big niggas, they put abs on themselves.
Oh my god, I'm like, nigga, I know you fat as hell in real life. What? You got rolls down there.
Yeah, but they were talking more like, if, like, you know, people wishing like they had that life right now, or like, you know, this dude's profile is like living
that
all
shit.
That.
Yeah, that's what
all
I'm
all that. He's like, yeah, like no one always has like a perfect type of look.
That's
like living that type of life. It's all, mm-hmm, behind the camera. Mm-hmm.
That's back to saying like freaking nobody's perfect type shit. Like,
but oh yeah, go ahead.
Like you can post, fucking like you fucking uncle can die. Next thing you know, you'll post like, oh, I'm feeling great today.
Yeah.
But niggas don't know the truth. That, mm-hmm, type of shit. Like, you can post, I don't know, a picture with your ass all out, sitting on the counter all double cheeked up and, yep, shit. In real life, you like, you know, fucking Iron Boy back there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
People do be out here wearing butt pads too.
Butt pads. That shit's corny, bro. They be wearing butt pads. They be stuffing their bra and shit.
Hey man, say man.
Local celebrity.
Shit. Never to chill.
Kizzy. Y'all be stuffing. Stop playing.
Hey man, say man. What was I about to say about that? So basically, yeah, I ain't gonna even lie to you. Like, I kind of stay off of social media and stuff like that because that's just depressing. Like, seeing somebody else, like, doing what you want to do and exactly, everything like that. That's depressing as hell.
No, like, it's like, I know some. It's not like. It's like, when I'm on social media and I see people go, like, fucking. Like, the only time I really feel like that is, like, when I see niggas eating crazy things. I love food. That's all I'm really saying. It's just like maybe some crazy shit out there. I'd be like, damn, I wish I really had this shit. And like, that's like, oh my god, I can't get it.
Amen.
Maybe some crazy ass shit. It like fucking, I don't know. Like, I'm, you know, we in Greensboro and shit. Niggas don't really travel like that. So like, be some shit like, I don't know, what's a crazy place with some crazy food.
The lobster macaroni and cheese or something like that.
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Some shrimp macaroni and cheese. Oh, you like shrimp too?
God, man. I did see this macaroni and cheese place. I don't know where the fuck. I think it was like in, I forgot where the fuck this shit was, but it was like some crazy ass macaroni. It had like bacon and shit. Like five different types of cheeses in there. Shit was crazy.
That sounds like the shit from Applebee's.
Oh shit, it do sound like that shit from Applebee's. But
like
it was
Panera. The bread
Panera
bowl?
Makes that?
Oh, they got bread
rolls. They macaroni and cheese. Panera bread and macaroni and cheese look smack. I ain't never had it, and I always wanted to have some though.
I always wanted to have like the crazy, like the dirt pies and shit like that.
Oh yeah, no, who
hasn't? I want some crazy desserts. Like I be seeing like this big ass like ice cream thing where they put like all different scoops of ice cream inside of there and shit like that.
Maybe Odin, where they be putting like 50 scoops in that bitch. And like, they be putting all types of toppings
like,
and shit. All
right, so like somebody paid you to finish that. Could you finish that shit?
No, by myself.
By yourself.
Like damn, that like you gotta realize like that's a lot of.
Cause I don't think I can. Like,
could I drink it, bro?
Yeah, you can melt it down and drink it. I guess that'll still count.
You gotta think.
Dude,
it's like,
my stomach though.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I'm saying.
It's gonna expand.
I'm lactose.
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant too. So like, I mean,
I could do it, and I'm not lactose. I could do it, but like, that's a lot of like sweets.
Yeah, man.
You gotta
wait,
think
is it just the ice cream, or is there like hot like chocolate?
Just straight up ice cream.
All right, if it's straight ice cream, I could probably do that.
Is it different flavors? Or
different flavors, though. Like they like. I swear to God, they put sherbet in that bitch too.
And just melt it down and just drink it.
Oh man, it's gonna sound like nasty.
Some sweet ass.
Put it
soup.
On my cereal.
Like you ever? All right.
Oh man.
Like that kind of reminds me. Like back in elementary school, like it was always that one kid that would put like hot sauce in his milk and be like, hey, like somebody give me some money, I'll drink it.
Nigga, let me double that, bro. I used to go to school with this nigga. Like we used to be some dickheads, bro. Niggas I used to hang out with, like the dudes I wanted to be cool with, they were some dickheads. Like, so, like, they used to have, like, this salsa, like, they came in, like, a little cup. They would pour some of the salsa out, pour some milk in there, pour some other type stuff. They would mix it all together, and they were like, we're gonna make this nigga drink it. This nigga would drink it just for the clout.
That's crazy.
He opened it and drank it. It didn't matter what the hell he put in there, and then nigga would open it and drink it. Like,
he'd be like, they didn't put anything
in the cup. He'll drink it. He don't even be washing us, put the stuff in there. And like, I remember this one time they was about to make him like do something.
Like, pull out armpit hairs and shit.
Nigga, no, they was spitting into the cup, bro.
No,
we're lying.
They were like, they was like three niggas. They were like, looked around. I was like, the girl, she was like, oh my god, y'all better not make him drink that. I was like, I'm like, fuck about it.
I ain't even gonna cap with you right there, but like that, you said that was happening in elementary school.
Oh, it was middle school.
Middle school, nigga, that's a symbolism of like shit that's going on right now. Like niggas would do anything for clout.
Yep.
Niggas.
Oh, so he knew that they were spitting in there. Right?
I don't think he didn't knew that, but he knew like we was putting some fucked up shit in there. He knew that
he
was
just
like
drinking.
Like, he'll just drink it. Like
fuck.
Like he would come damn near close to throwing up. Like every time, like, and like, he'll do it like every day.
Damn. I couldn't do that, man.
Like that was like niggas peak of the day. They was like, yeah, oh, I can't wait to go to lunch, make this
like,
nigga drink this shit.
It was like on the like the schedule, like 12:15 to watch Chandler like drink the thing.
Watch this nigga drink anything. It, like they just put everything and anything in there. That shit was crazy. And he just kept drinking it.
I feel like the weirdest or the nastiest look is when you see someone get applesauce. And they put milk in it.
Oh,
like chocolate
yeah,
milk.
Pretty nasty right there. Yeah.
It just looks disgusting.
Who put chocolate milk and applesauce?
Like, no, it's not even like on purpose, but you know, like you seen like the done plates,
the drinks. Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about like after like, you throw it away?
Yeah, someone just fucks
oh,
it
yeah,
up.
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing like, I used to do that shit all the time.
I don't know why people used to do that. I don't know, man. That's
I mean, because like, you got to think about it. Like, what goes through your mind is like, all right, so it doesn't matter what the fuck I do with this thing now because it's going to end up getting wrapped up anyways and getting thrown in the trash.
Yeah.
Dude, that would suck.
Imagine getting a fucking hole busted. Like, that's what I'm saying. I would hate to be a fucking jam.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because that I can't control. But what's happening on the plate, I can't, like, but damn, that shit probably would be fucking tragic. Fucking trying to put it inside the trash can.
Trying to put it in, all of a sudden, all this milk just, like, spills on you. It's like, man, what the fuck, bro?
Chocolate milk.
You decide to show off your new shoes at all your janitor friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, yeah, bro. I just got new kicks, man. You gotta check this shit out.
Yeah, I remember
you looking real nice, bro.
Remember that janitor stole my fucking shoes from middle school?
Oh my god.
Man, that bitch ass nigga, bro.
Nigga, you remember seeing that nigga at the barbershop, bro?
Oh my god.
That nigga was
bro.
Like, oh.
That nigga seen me, it turned around.
Nigga, I swear to god, that nigga was wearing the fucking shoes too.
Bro.
Wait, he stole your shoes.
Nigga, I was in middle school, bro. PewDiePie, I was in middle school. It was crazy. It was like, I had got these brand new, they was some Jordans, but they was blue. I forgot what kind of Jordans they were. They was fire. Fucked with them. Everybody fucked with them. Had them on. I remember I had practice one day. I think I actually left them in there when I went home. I came there the next day. Did not see them motherfuckers. No. Yeah, no.
Wait,
leave them? I think I left them inside the locker room type shit. Because I had practice and shit. So, like, I had went home. I think it was, like, the next day I was looking for them. I was like, damn, I think I must have left the motherfuckers at school. Went to school. Was not there. I was like, damn, what the fuck them shits at? Couple weeks passed. I forgot about the shoes. Then all of a sudden, I'm walking with my nigga Jehovah, you know, because me and him, we went to the same middle school and shit. I was walking with him and shit. I was like, I seen the janitor, he had the same exact shoes on. Shit was, I was like, hold on. I was like, yo, ain't them my shoes? He was like, bro, don't do like your shoes. I walked up, like, I had to like walk past him. I was like, make sure like they was actually mine. I looked at him, I was like, yeah, them is my shoes. So, like, I checked, bro, in front of, like, three teachers. I was a dickhead, bro. Like, I don't know. Nah, I was right. That's my fucking shoes.
Yeah,
like,
that's your shoes.
So, I was in middle school. It was, like, three teachers there. I ain't never act like this. Like, so, I was like, hey, yo. I was like, ain't them my shoes? He was like, what you talking about? Because I'm younger. And I'm like, what you talking about, little man? I was like, I think them my shoes. I'm laughing and shit. I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, them definitely my shoes. I was like, you going to take them off? Type shit. I was like, you going to take my shoes off? I was like, checking them in front of, like, three teachers, and like Josh was like, "Real chill, bro, chill." I was like, "Nah, them my shoes." I was like, "You bum!" I was like, "This nigga, all types of bums and shit." Teachers, I just walked out. Teachers was like, "Hey, stop, come here," because like I was like, "Bro, fuck that."
This was like before school.
No, this is like after school, or it was during or like after. I forgot.
That's some fuck shit to be taking somebody's
shoes. That's what I'm saying.
That,
like, especially you in middle school, janitor taking somebody's shoes, and then we saw that nigga at the barbershop. Nigga walked in
with the shit
straight
like
that. He seen me.
Like, it's so scary when you look with, like, when you lock eyes with a nigga, like you trying to avoid and shit like that.
Oh,
y'all
God.
Both, like, y'all try not to even look at each other, but y'all end up looking at each other. And y'all like,
he knew exactly who I was. That's why I knew that day he really stole my fucking shoes.
Anyway,
he turned around fast as the fuck, walked out. Nigga was a bum. I was gonna beat his ass in front of everybody in the barbershop. No cap.
That's so deep.
I mean, does he have a right to take them?
No,
that's what I was thinking too. I was like, nigga, if I was a janitor, it'd be
I found some shoes on the floor.
But your job is not like, you're not supposed to take stuff that you're supposed to turn it into the office because you're working at a school. If you was working right, at
so,
like
so you a janitor, you see a nigga's wallet laying out, you ain't gonna take the money that's in that wallet.
No,
I wouldn't take the wallet. I think what's in the wallet.
I could nah. I'm
savage, bro.
That's different.
You gotta think about
it. Shoes, like,
no, no, you gotta think about it. You gotta put yourself in the janitor's mentality.
Like, I take the money. That's different because that's different than shoes. Shoes is an object. Like, you had, like, you're gonna know if somebody stole those.
All right, money, that's kind of more fucked up. I'm saying,
what? You can get that back. That's what I'm saying.
Money, like, all right, so that bitch ass nigga stole my wallet and my social security card.
What about him?
That's a bitch ass nigga right there. That was some bitch ass shit.
That's what I'm saying.
To take somebody's whole wallet, I had like $100 in that wallet. He could just take the $100 out of my wallet. I could have cared less. I ain't give a fuck.
That's
about
what
that
I'm
money.
Saying. It hurt more when somebody take your whole shit.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. But
up.
Like, all right, say the same scenario, but it was like, I don't know, some other shoes, like some sixes, some 11s. I don't know.
I'd beat that nigga.
You just found them randomly in the locker room on the floor.
If I was a janitor, I'd take them shits. If they're my size, they a little similar close to my
size.
They're
your size, everything.
No, me personally, no. I'm not going to do that. If it's bread, I'll take bread before I take some shoes. Because I'm, you know me, I'm not really a clothes guy. Like, I'll take your bread before I take your clothes.
I'll
easily leave with your dignity type shit.
I'll slip a nigga back pockets.
But I mean, that must have been like the person would have been fucked up if he wasn't wearing those shoes walking around school. Would have had an extra pair.
He had shoes. I seen his. He ugly as hell.
That's what I'm talking. I'm talking about, like, why wouldn't he take the shoes?
You said why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't you take the shoes if you were the janitor?
Why wouldn't I take the shoes?
Yes. Well, first of all, why weren't they in your locker?
I never had a locker. Like, growing, like, never, like, I've never went out and bought a lock for a locker.
Didn't you were playing football, though, right?
Yeah, I was playing football.
Yeah, they give you a locker for the football.
Middle school? No.
Middle school? Yes, they did.
They did. It was in there. It was in there. He had to open the fucking locker. That's what I'm saying. He had to open the locker to get in there.
Oh, shit.
So he was opening people's lockers.
That's what I'm saying. He was probably like a bum. He was, like, going through people's shit, see what was left behind type shit.
Yeah, bro, say his name right now, bro.
I don't know his name. I just know that nigga was working at...
I ain't gonna cat with you on this podcast. Niggas just be ousting people.
Nigga,
bro.
They be the guests. No offense to the guests, but like,
y'all niggas do.
Y'all be name dropping like a
motherfucker.
Y'all be name dropping like, hey, sit on that beige ass couch, get comfortable, fuck around, and get too comfortable,
man,
and start saying
niggas
names.
Start telling the truth. All of a sudden, they.
Oh God, if your name ever get called out on the podcast, I apologize.
Well, my fault. You know, we supposed to not be naming names like that.
Yeah, we do our best not to try to name names, but if your name get called out, it's none of my business. It's none of my business.
But, like, back to the social media thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah. I mean, my opinion, I feel like, I understand why it's so big like that, but I feel like we should start trying to take a break away from it, you know?
That's what I try to do. It's like, if you can, like, honestly tell yourself that, I don't need my phone 24, like, on me all the time.
I ain't care with you. I don't know. That's what I'm trying to get away from. Like, I feel like I am a little, like a crack addict to my phone or something like that. I don't see my shit. I get the itching, bro. I'm like, oh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
If I know where it's at, I can leave my phone in the house and go outside and go do some bullshit.
I know my other friend, like, he used to be like that. If you grab his phone once, he'll, like, start to, like,
tweet, come on, give it back, give it back.
Yeah, like, give it back. Like, he's trying to hide, like, something OD.
God damn, that nigga's got child porn on his phone.
Niggas do like that got child porn in their phone.
God, they feel like, if you tweaking out like that about your phone.
Videos of them just jacking off.
I feel like
they
could go a couple days without a phone, though. A
couple days? Yeah, all right, so let's say you go on a vacation or something. You can spend a whole vacation without
your
phone.
That whole trip, I didn't have no service, so.
He didn't have no service. Remember what he did?
That was crazy. I was like, I swear to God, I didn't hear from you like a week.
Oh, God, I thought it's
like, then, like,
God.
The second week is when I started hearing from you shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Shit crazy. No, like, if you, like, I can put my phone down, like, and just do whatever. If you can't just put your phone down for a little bit and just enjoy whatever about life.
Like a barbecue outside.
I hate that shit. Like,
watching your daughter grow up.
I mean, that's honestly, I ain't about to be that. That's why I'm starting to debate. Like, damn, when do I want to let my children have phones?
What? How'd you get that from that?
That's just what I do, man.
Phones can, like, I can go back to social media. Because, like, when you get a phone, you get, like, an open view to social media. And you got to think about what social media comes with. Yeah. All types of shit. So, like, what age is the right age to give your kids a phone?
I said... put down your phone and watch your kids grow up. Like, what?
I got that from that. Because, like,
giving your daughter a phone?
Yeah, I don't think, like, I would give my... Like, that's what I said. I don't even think I would give my son a phone.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, what? I'm just trying to figure out how you got that from that.
All right, so you're talking about...
Stop being on your phone and, like, enjoy life. And then you said giving your... somebody a phone?
Yeah, giving your, like, your kids
a
phone.
Give my kids a phone.
Like, that just sounded weird, man.
What? They runs basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's like it's a little bit of the same way. You gotta think, like, if, all right, so do I want my kids? It's like a childhood thing. It's like, all right, so I know my kids. I know when they go to school, they're definitely gonna see people with phones and shit like that.
Yeah, and I don't want them being left out. I don't want my children being those weird kids without no phone.
Going back to what you said, do I want my kids to get a phone and just, like, have fun with their friends, or
I didn't say none of that.
Just wait. I said this way. Give me a second. Or do I want my kids to enjoy their childhood right now as they're young before they get into the phone world? Because after they get addicted to the phone, there's no more outside playing. It's no more having, like, one-on-one time with your kids.
I think it's more about being real. Because, I'll be watching, like, the little, like, TV shows with it, like, the little girl, the little boy just being a dickhead because they're all on the phone and shit like that. And I'm like, damn, man. Am I like that? I'm like, oh, I don't want to play video. I don't want to play games with my family.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you like when you got to think about your first phone. Like, oh my god, this is new technology in his mind. Like, outside what type shit? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you like, if you like, if you want your kids to like actually like have street knowledge and like have like memories that they'll grow, like remember stuff like that. Think about before you get him a phone type shit. That's what Jamel was bringing that up. That's why you was like putting your phone down and shit like that. Do you want your kids to have a childhood type shit? Or do you want them like, you know, you get where I was coming from, right?
Well, all
right,
I get so where you're kind of funked it up like, with Ted.
I messed it up.
No, just, I feel like he did way better. I don't know. I feel like you're trying to get to some outlandish shit to me.
No, not really outlandish per se. I mean, I'm an outlandish nigga, but like, nah. I was more like, all right, so when did you get your first phone? I got my first. It was like this weird little flip. No, I think it was a Sidekick first. I broke that shit. Like, I broke that shit like the first 3 days. And that's why, like, they gave me this little slide up, like, this little slide up, little tippy tap. And that's when, like, I think the first iPhone came out and shit like that. Like, so everybody had this one. iPhones been really jumping. Like, it was like a good minute where Androids was like that.
Had them fat ass charger pieces.
Hell yeah.
Goddamn, boy.
Shit crazy, though.
I'm glad no, I mean, I had the one with the keyboard on it.
Going to the keyboard.
Yeah, like,
that's where everybody. That's where everybody had.
I couldn't
one
do
shits.
Anything with it though.
No, yeah. No, it was nothing you could really do. You
I had minutes on that bitch.
Yeah, I couldn't do nothing.
Like shit, I look at like I use like the last 15 minutes. Like try to look up some porn or something like that.
No,
damn.
I swear I only had it to call my mom like when I got done from like when I got home from school.
Chill.
That was it.
I had a like my. It was weird. Like my dad didn't bought me a phone. I think I was like I forgot what grade I was in for real. But yeah, they bought me a phone and like they took it.
What?
It made no sense. I don't know why. I don't know how that worked. It's like they got me and my sister a phone. I remember not, you know, my sister on my dad's side. You know the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they got me and her a phone. My sister went back home. She got her phone took away from her mom.
Yeah.
You know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like they, I remember they took my phone and put it on top of this like this thing. I don't know why they took it type shit. Like it was just like. I remember they just gave it to me. I was calling people like to make sure my minutes was working. It was actually working type shit. I was like, yeah. I called my boyfriend at the time, and I was just they was like, yeah, it worked type shit. I was like, oh, this shit fire. I finally got my phone. A couple of days passed. It's like before that, I remember why they didn't want me to take it down here.
Oh.
That's back when they was having a little
that's so weird.
Little argument bickering and like back and forth from my mom's house to my dad's house.
See, like going on to that, why do step parents always get mad like the real parents and stuff like that when the real parents were there first?
It's like, what? Never mind. It's you have to know the situation for like why those conversations match up. But yeah, basically, it's like. And like I don't really want to get too personal with it because like, I can speak on this topic a lot. Cause but I don't want to like
speak on it too, but I mean,
that's what I'm
no.
saying. Like I know you definitely can, cause you know. But I feel like step parents they. It depends when you got in a child's life.
Yeah.
Like if you got a stepdad or a stepmom, they've been in your life for like fucking I don't know a couple years. Like they just like they just got in your life type shit. They have no say. In my opinion, they have no say.
Yeah.
But if they like. Been in your life since like you was like a jit and you remember them they constantly been in your life
like you grew up with them
you grew up with them type shit. I feel like they have like a little bit of say but to where you was talking about why do they have beef with the people that's been there from the jump the niggas that made you type shit. I feel like that if you've been in their life for so long they start to feel like that you're theirs.
Man, that's understandable, I guess.
Exactly, like which is nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. Because you know, like, you made us like such a big bond with this kid, because you've been in their life for so long that like, you feel like in a way that, it's my kid in a way too, type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most definitely.
But, then when you think that's your kid, you start getting the mother instincts or the father instincts, and when a real parent do some shit, you know, like that you don't like, you want to put your two cents in.
I mean, ain't nothing putting two cents.
That's
in.
What I'm like. That's what you think. In some cases, there's nothing wrong with putting two cents in. But, like, I feel like in that situation, step-parent versus the real parent always wins. That's just, like, how it's supposed to go type shit.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat, yeah.
Because, like, if fucking, like, that's like saying, like, fucking, like, my mom I go to my real mom. She get my ears pierced.
Yeah.
Then my stepdad saying some shit like, not stepdad.
It's kind of random, but I mean, you seen the Santa Claus movie?
Which one?
The first one.
Like it's like
talking about the one with like Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Allen? And like remember that he had like to go to Christmas, like spend Christmas with him.
Yeah.
And what was the other dude's name? I don't really remember.
Because I remember.
But they
so long.
Like. I mean, they were kind of, they weren't like fuck each other, but like, I mean, they still kind of talked a little bit, you know?
I think a more recent movie just like that one, just like people will probably like remember more because, you know, it's a lot of young kids that don't know the fuck that is. You know, that movie, it was like Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Step.
What is it? Daddy's Home? No, what?
Yeah, no, It is Daddy's Home. It's not the same Christmas concept and all that, but like stepfather, real father type shit. Mm-hmm. That's like the same concept of that. So like, if you do remember that movie, that's like a perfect concept to where.
But I feel like that's not really relatable.
Relatable? I mean, well, somewhat. I mean,
that was like that's like real dad versus stepdad.
It is, but like. All that shit?
I mean, if your stepdaddy...
Not all that. I'm just saying, like, the situation. Yeah, the situation. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not talking about everything that happened
like
in the movie.
Like, the stuff that happened, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's crazy shit. Nah, what the fuck?
Do you really think, like, step-parents and regular parents be out here trying to one-up each other on, like, gifts and stuff like that?
No, I feel like in some households, yeah. Because it feel like... That's how I used to be, like, back when I was a jit. Like, they used, like... Well, not
no. Your mom got you an iPhone 6?
I'm getting old. I think it's because I'm like older. If I was younger, and like I had my stepmom and everything like that, I'm pretty sure like I would have got better.
That's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like I guess like
I'll get a sweater. That's about it.
I'm old enough to admit that I realized that back in the day, my stepmom and my pops, they was like, you know, they was giving me a little more. I feel like, you know, in a way,
you
know, like
you were taking the only child there.
At the time. Yes and no, because it's like my sister was, you know, still kind of in the picture, but like, yeah.
There's two kids, though.
Yeah.
There's only two, though. I mean, if you were only child, do you think you would have gotten like a better gifts?
No, I feel like I feel like I get bigger gifts, like more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I wanted a PlayStation or something like that, I'd get my PlayStation. Wanted a bigger TV, I'd probably get a bigger
type
TV.
Type that.
Like, I think if I was the only child, I probably definitely got a car way earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, it's like when, like, you ain't gotta worry about nobody else getting jealous and that type of shit like that.
That's what I said. That's what I'm starting to think. But like, I feel like the most kids I have is probably two.
I definitely,
I was thinking the same thing.
And I might have it like try for a third one, you know, down the line type shit.
I was gonna get two kids and a dog, and like
I was gonna get four dogs and
four dogs and a kid.
Niggas do be having like four or five dogs.
I can't do that, man.
Oh, actually, I do want some shit like that. I want to get like, a dog and like a male dog and a female dog. Them breed and like they have kids. I keep all the kids.
Get rid of them.
That'd be OD. I mean, that'd depends what kind of dog.
Like I have like a big ass house and just like have a big ass yard for like full of dogs. Just
well, you're more of
shit.
A pit bull type of person, bro.
I want a Malibu.
That'd be OD.
I want a big ass dog.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap with you. Like I was like, a lot of people are scared of that, but I would like to have a big ass dog.
I want
dog
a big
like
ass
dog.
I want him to have like a twin size bed.
But at the same time, think about a Malibu. Like them niggas like horses right there, so they pull up on you.
Damn, they don't live long either. Their lifespan's not.
I thought that was just
a myth.
That's like a show dog. It's like
the Great Danes. Like them niggas. I just don't think I'd be the hand of that, bro. If my Great Dane just died, like just dropped fucking dead.
Like, nope. Like they laid up on the couch and just not getting up. Like,
just not getting up. I'm like, hey,
it's like, come on, boy.
Come on,
boy. Like, come on, don't
you want to go outside?
Come on, Scooby.
Want to go outside?
I'm like, bro, please don't be dead. Because I don't think I'll probably have to. Like, I'm a bitch when it comes to that type of stuff. Like, having to bury my own dog and stuff like that. Pick this nigga's lifeless body up and he's probably gonna be all stiff and shit too.
Like 220 pounds.
Dogs is heavy because like
that dog is fat.
Especially like, you know, dead weight is way heavy.
Yeah, dead weight is like.
Well, their lifespan is 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10 years. 10 years of a dog? Ain't too bad. That's pretty. That. I could do that.
I can do that.
I think like probably losing like the 7 year I started trying
to
prepare.
But like you got it right when you had a kid though, so.
All right, so they're growing up together.
Oh, no, the kid going, oh, fuck. The kid, no, because I got a dog in my dad's house. That she on her last legs. No, let me shut up. She old. She had her kids and shit like that. She getting old, but. you know, I ain't preparing that for a little bit. When she do pass, I'm gonna feel that shit. So like, that's why I'm scared.
Just like take a moment, just like just like
you wish you would have gave her that run. Room.
I'm like, start punching the wall and shit, punching the pillow.
I can't.
Why couldn't it be me?
No,
it should have been me.
I don't.
A Great Dane, that dog.
I feel like, yeah, a big dog like that, I'd be kind of sad. Like, that big-ass nigga just walking around the house and shit like that. I'd be a little sad.
Like, he saved your kid's life one time.
Oh, yeah. Then, I mean, yeah, he's definitely like that. Like, he saved my kid from drowning or something like
fucking
that.
Fucking Marmaduke.
The Great Danes are huge.
Yeah, they'd be huge as hell. Like, you probably could save a kid if you wanted to.
God damn. My friend got a Great Dane. That nigga was big. He was like, oh, my God. That nigga was...
Yeah. I don't think I could do it, bro.
Sort of like their back is up to like right here.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, they did.
Like imagine like somebody being like a little Uzi, like having a Great Dane. That dog's gonna be bigger than him.
It's funny. Yeah, like walking down a road.
He's walking down the road and all of a sudden like this nigga like
say, pull, hey, who's pull walking who?
You see a squirrel run by. Shut the fuck up, just like trying to hold it down.
Trying to hold it down.
He
like
see a squirrel run. He better just let go. Honestly, do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
I'd have to get my shit trained or something, man.
That big ass like a galloping.
Get hit by a truck type shit.
Oh, man, that would suck.
Their truck crashes.
Well, nigga, what?
The fucking dog made of steel.
Oh.
Super dog, what?
Super fucking dog, bro. All
right, man.
I do want a big ass dog, though.
Like, yeah, I do want one. I want a golden retriever, but I do want a, I think it was a bloodhound or a basset hound.
Nice.
The one with the ugly face, bro.
Oh, the niggas that get old as hell.
They want one of
them
those.
Them dogs get old as
fuck. Dude, they start to get blind and shit. I was thinking about,
but like, have you seen a puppy one though?
Yeah, they look.
They look so fucking cute.
Fat ass ears, running around and shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I do want a dog when I get older and all that. But like, when I start making a family, you know what else I want though? I want a collection.
What?
Of guns.
I
do.
I feel like I'd have to have a little safety area because
I
definitely cop a few guns. Yeah, that's gonna be because, like, but like, I'm more afraid for my kids, man. I don't think I could live with myself and like my kids actually
that's hurt like,
themselves with my gun or something
like
that.
Like, if I do have a family and shit like that, and I have like a gun, like I'm keeping it to where it's like, I seen this video of this dude like on Instagram. He had like he pressed a button and yep, some shit's cute as hell. But yeah, I seen this video. I seen this video on Instagram. This dude, he was like Alexa, we need guns. And they started playing some music, and all of a sudden it like lifted up, and it was like hella guns. And he was like, I was like, oh fuck. And then like he was like Alexa again. He was like, we need more guns, nigga. The shells came out. It was like hella Glocks and shit. And I was like, oh y'all, like, yep, that's the one. I want to like where it's like it like it's built in type shit. So
what,
like,
are you talking about? What type of guns would you want?
Like, I just
some,
want
like AKs, some Uzis.
I want like.
What? I want
that's like
illegal.
That's what I'm saying.
On the wall.
I want like protection guns for like, you know, like to protect the house and shit. I want a collection full of them, but I also want like some old ass like from back in the day, like some fucking
yeah.
Musket.
I can see like having like a old yeah.
I guess like an old ass like no bullets for it, just like on the wall, just like, you know, yeah, like decoration. That's what I'm saying.
You ever shot one of these? Like,
ever shot one of these, Junior?
You got, it's like you got gunpowder. You seen them like actually load one?
Yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah, the process is like. 5 minutes.
That's what I'm
shit.
Saying. I was like, how were them niggas doing this shit? Like,
nah,
back in the day.
They trained, bro. It was crazy how they trained niggas back in the day, bro. Like, they really, like, fuck around. They, like.
No, I thought it was like one nigga would load up, one nigga would shoot. Mm-hmm, one nigga would load up, one nigga would shoot.
Just like that. Like they did it to where, like, it was, they were doing it so fucking fast. Nigga, it's like, it was like, damn, how the fuck they even.
I fuck
have
with
you
these
heard
two.
How they did war back then, like that?
Wasn't it like civil? Wasn't it like civil?
He was like, yeah, people in the front would have to take the bullets, bro.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And, like, the people behind him would just shoot. And he would just end up going like that until,
like everybody,
there was nobody.
There was nobody
like,
left.
It's like, hey, y'all got it. Y'all got it.
Like, could you imagine that?
Like, bro, chill.
It's like, hey, bro, everybody drop. Y'all got it. We'll catch y'all next time. Fuck niggas.
I just fake drop. Oh.
It's like, oh.
Oh, shit.
You start picking up.
Just picking up. Like, nigga, you ain't dead. Let the, get up.
They fuck around. Like,
they try to load one real quick.
I say, like, everybody's... I'm running fast as hell.
Oh, man.
You know the little fucking knives at the top of the guns?
Oh, yeah.
It was like stab the bodies. Just like,
yeah, that's what
man.
They used to do for it.
Like, that's what, like, yeah, like, they would, like, stab the bodies, right?
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. fucked up. Oh, it wasn't, like, baton? No.
Yeah.
See, it was a baton. Yeah, it was, like, a baton, yeah.
Ah.
Was it?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
I swear
baton.
I was at. It's something like that.
Something like
I swear
that
that's what it is. I mean, I put some money on it, but.
Hey, man, say, man, you can be a broke-ass nigga then.
Oop. It was just called gun knife.
Knife gun. Knife gun. You remember that fucking that fucking that game called it. This off topic is weird. It's a weird question. I remember that fucking. It was like Black Ops. I think it was that multiplayer game online. It was like. It was that game where you started off with a knife and a gun. Like, the more times you kill people, you level up.
Gun game.
Yeah, it's like gun game, bro. That was, bro. I used to play that shit all the fucking time, bro.
I wish, that's all, one game I wish they would go ahead and re-release and put out.
That shit
they need
so
to put
fire,
out. They need to re-put out Black Ops 1, bro. That was the best Black Ops ever.
Oh, my God. Don't at me. Black Ops 1 is the best ones, bro. Don't at me, bro. That shit was fire.
It's like, ugh. Modern Warfare 2 was all right. I liked it.
The new one? Are you talking about like just?
Original? I mean, period. Like all time, like Call of Duty games.
Which, that,
which one?
No,
which,
I gotta say this. Like the story mode on that was crazy as fuck.
Yeah, what? That, I was about to
like,
ask.
You got to think about everything you did in that one thing. Like you
talking about
chasing people in fucking rivers, doing the ice thing.
Oh yeah, that was pretty.
You
got
to do
so
crazy shit.
I was just about to ask something like related to that question. Wait, whatever, bro. What you just said.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like? What Call of Duty game you think has like the most interesting or like crazy, bizarre story? Like,
nigga, Black Ops 1. That story was ridiculous.
That shit.
I was like, nigga, what the fuck? It was so many twists and turns.
Honestly, I was about to, man. Oh my, that's just. I remember it now. I could play that shit over and over.
I feel
again,
so left out because I didn't really play it.
You didn't really play it, nigga. That's one of the first. I think that was one of the first like Call of Duty games we like actually like legit hopped on.
I remember
stealing that shit too.
Yeah,
we
dang, I stole a lot. I mean, no, I didn't steal a lot. I stole get a SpongeBob game one time
from Walmart.
I remember I put that shit in my leg.
Fucking thieves.
Yeah, we was a lot of fucking thieves.
Nah,
man.
But I mean, I feel like my favorite Call of Duty is MW3.
Modern Warfare 3.
Because it's more around this time of period, though.
Yeah.
It's
more real,
like modern. Like, this is really, like, around this age.
I mean, I've always just been obsessed with, like, the fucking Cuban, like, the Cuban stuff, like, that Cuban War and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like, all that shit's kind of OD. And the Vietnam, too, that shit's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was like, yeah, that shit's dope as fuck.
Which one you think got, like, the best zombie mode?
I like two.
Two got it beat. You got to think about it. That's like
so
all the shit. Most memorable maps right there.
Yeah,
like
I love
Transit.
Oh my God, what's that? They had Barry. They had last one.
They had the Nuketown zombie map. Star.
Oh yeah, they did.
That
oh
shit
my
was crazy.
God, that shit was crazy. You just run around like
Yeah. And they had. But did you ever play the DLC ones?
Like with Moon and shit.
Yeah, the one that
Moon was,
one.
Moon was trash as fuck.
But I don't think that was Black Ops 2, though.
They started to, like, I feel like they started to get, like, too extravagant with the story. Like,
yeah,
the
I mean,
and
they keep it simple like
Origins.
That.
That's what
Or are you talking about
that shit was kind of scary.
The one with the...
When they were in, like, France, they were in, like,
yeah, you started.
Zone.
You started off in, like, that weird-ass with the two staircases that
yeah,
go like
Yeah, and then,
that.
Like, a big
yeah,
thing just...
That shit was... Oh, my God,
that,
bro,
yeah,
that
shit
was so
crazy
scary,
right there,
that, like, it was...
I'm sorry. Yeah, two.
But it's crazy
because
like that'd be like the main place where like you run like rounds, like especially when you're playing with some friends, you like go round after round. Because
like niggas will run trains and shit like that.
Exactly. Really, exactly.
The first people that
that's not that deep.
The first people that did the Easter egg, how to like finish it.
Yeah.
I swear it's like 2 hours or long. Two or
that's
three
what
hours
I was
long.
Like, I'm dead ass. I probably after this, I'm really about to like look at somebody really finish the whole entire map. Because I swear with Which one was off the first one, like the very first one and stuff like that? Like I forgot where it was. It was with like Kennedy, Nixon.
Oh, in the CIA building.
Yeah, the CIA building. Yeah.
Oh.
You could finish it and like you can go outside and everything.
Really?
Yeah. I remember. I seen some shit like that. But I remember that was like the.
Cause it's a lot too. It's a lot of places because you got to open doors and everything.
Was
like
that the first one?
Yeah, it's first.
Yeah, that's the
very
first
one. That's one of the. I think that's one of my favorite maps.
Yeah, on that's that is, I remember that shit.
That was a scary ass map.
Cause like it like.
Went to the lab, and you was in the main building. Then you went to the Area 51. You was in the Pentagon.
Yeah, this shit like because you got to think like the way that they set it up, like they set the scene of how you got there type shit. Some of them crazy. Like if you really listen, some of them shit is crazy.
It really is. I ain't gonna cap with you.
A lot of people just skipping.
I don't know if anyone's really interested in this, but have you ever like listened or looked up the whole story behind it?
I always wanted to.
Because in Origins, if you finish it, it kind of tells you. I don't think anyone has ever really noticed it, but it was like the girl. It was a girl playing.
Like, I do remember hearing
like playing
like
around
that.
With like the dolls.
Yeah, and then they was talking about like, the voices. All the voices,
characters, yeah. And, people, like, yeah. And then the color of the eyes of the zombies. Yeah.
That's how you know who's taking, some were blue, you know who's controlling.
Yeah, some were red and orange type shit. Mm. That's crazy. Yeah, I know. It's kind
of... It's kind of, dude. That's if you were really... Like, back in the day, I used to be
yeah,
into
that. Yeah, if you were
shit.
Really a gamer.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. If you really had to be into shit like that. I was more into, like sports games. So,
I don't know. I used to be really into shooters and stuff like that. Like, I used to be all into the Assassin's Creed and everything, bro.
OD.
But then I was like, fuck that shit. And I stopped gaming as a whole. I don't play Madden 2K now.
That's games used to be like...
Well, FIFA, too. FIFA... Niggas was sleeping on FIFA, yeah, bro. That's stuff.
FIFA like that.
Good as hell. No cap.
I'm
trying to get bust.
NHL.
Slide tackle shit.
I fucking suck at NHL, man. I don't know why y'all like that game so much.
Hey, I'll be busting it.
For real.
I'll be busting it. That shit kind of fun.
I cannot play that shit at all.
Come on, go Hurricane.
It got harder to fight people, though.
No cap.
I remember back in the day, that shit used to be easy as fuck. You bumping to somebody. Nigga.
No somebody.
Take the gloves off. Nigga, what's up with that, nigga? Like, put your stick up.
Bro. Like, what if they dead ass just started drafting niggas just for them to fight and shit? Like,
oh yeah, he's a good fighter.
I don't got it. They start
gonna get him out there. He's tough.
It's like, can you fight? And it's like a little bit.
I can't skate like that.
I can't skate like that, but I can fight my ass off.
Just like shoving niggas and shit like that. I can't skate much.
Like he's like rolling around like fucking up.
He's holding onto the wall. He got a stick. He hit people and shit. It's like, come on, fight me, nigga. Fight me.
Just fucking trips niggas up and shit. That should be fucked up.
Shit, just like fucking tripping.
Yo, what the fuck? You know what's crazy, though?
What's up?
The refs can't really stop that shit, though.
No, they don't. They sit there and watch it happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, are you going to get in between them?
I don't think
you know,
I would.
You know what they usually do? They wait until somebody get knocked out.
Yeah, once you get knocked down, it's over. I mean, because you technically lost the fight anyway. I don't think I'll keep fighting if I got knocked out like
that. Yeah, niggas in NHL got weak-ass chins, bro. I ain't never seen somebody, like, take, like, three hits and they just drop, like a sack of potatoes. Like,
I don't know, nigga. You hit somebody in the right area. You hit the right button, man. Right there.
Especially like y'all seen.
I was talking to Jamel about that earlier. I mean, not earlier, but a few days ago. Like, are those one punch knockouts real, man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a cast iron pin on pan, and I slapped like hit you in your head, are you going to knock out?
You hit that nigga in the temple, he's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, you hit like you gotta hit somebody hard.
Like if I hit you,
probably not. I don't know. Like
what I'm saying. Why not?
Because you can hit AJ in his ear and like he'll probably like. You didn't watch the Deontay Wilder fight?
No, I didn't.
Like, that shit, like, basically, like, this nigga got punched in the ear one good time. Fucked up his whole equilibrium. Like, this nigga wasn't standing straight up at all, bro. He was fucked up the whole fight.
Yeah, because, like, man, all it takes for you to get knocked out or, like, for you to get a concussion is, like, your brain has to hit your skull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah, like yeah, it's easy. Like that's how
to get a concussion. That's what happens.
Yeah, your brain hits your skull. Like you know, like in football, niggas get like rocked and fucking they hit the ground.
Yeesh.
They hit. It's like their brain just shakes around. And, like that's how you get a concussion.
That's crazy. So
you're saying like you wouldn't be knocked out if I hit you.
You might. You like with a pen. I mean, I like, what I like, because I got a hood.
Yeah, with anything. I mean, you'd be more, like, you'll probably have a better chance that. You're more shocked. I'm like, I get in shape. If I hit in the head with a pan, I'd be shocked. Like, when that girl,
this
like,
bitch really did that shit.
Like, I'm like, bro, this nigga, what the fuck is wrong with this nigga? You can hit, all right, so if you're a crazy motherfucker, you can hit somebody with a fucking pan, bro, you can kill somebody.
With all your strength?
like, you mean when that nigga was cheating and shit? Yeah, like, the girl came up there and was beating the shit out the girl
came
with the pan.
With the pan.
Knocked out the first hit. And like started just fucking him up, and I was like, bro, I was like, damn. And I was thinking about that, like, why don't you hit that nigga like that?
All right, this is one of my worst fears, bro. Like I said, someone breaking into my house, right? Just walking around, and like I see him, I catch him. I was in the bathroom or something like that. I was like, oh fuck, I don't know where. I catch his frying pan.
Excuse me, sir. Like,
no. Like, he doesn't know I'm there, so he's like, you know, walking downstairs or type shit. I'm like real quiet walking behind him. I'm about to do this shit. Like I'm really about to hit him. And I fucking miss. Or like,
oh my
or
God.
No. I hit him on the head. He's like, oh, what the fuck? Like,
bro, you gotta.
And I'm like, what?
You gotta double up, bro. You gotta double up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cap with you. If you come in right there one time, he's like, what the fuck? Like, I'll come over again, bro. Like, but I'm not.
He has a gun in his hand. Like,
he's got it. Man, what like, the fuck? God, what the hell? Shoots me
type shit. Yeah.
Damn.
I thought you said the other one was like you're in a fight or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Nigga's like, alright nigga, pussy, hit me. Like you got one punch, I'm gonna beat your fucking ass. And, like you just hit the nigga like it just like it like it rubs up on his chin. Like rubs under his chin and shit. He's like, you a bitch ass nigga, bow, bow, bow. Start beating your shit.
It's like what the fuck,
man. Both of those, to be honest.
Hey man, save man.
Yeah, that's like I feel like being in a whole fist fight is not. I feel like you got to go for the power punch, and I feel like I'm gonna miss, man.
That would suck, man.
That's if you get that first hit. Like, yeah, if they allow you to get that first hit.
Like, I feel like I'm not going to be able to win this fight. You so, gotta I got to get...
Go for an uppercut.
I got... Like, all right. What's up, bro?
I ain't going to count with you. Smack the nigga in his ear.
Smack him, bro, if you smack a
nigga, I ain't gonna cat with you. I don't know why, but smack will knock you out more than a punch would.
Yeah, you smack somebody as hard as you fucking can. I'm talking about like you fucking. You gotta move your body with it. You gotta move your shoulder now. Oh god, you gotta pick some speed up with it.
What if I just punch him in his throat?
Oh shit,
that'd be fucked up.
You might kill somebody. I'd be like
that's man. That's one of my worst fears. All right, so my worst fear is like I'm gonna like get into a fight or something like getting like to an OD fight or something like that. I'm like beating the shit out the nigga, but like I kill him.
That's what I said. Yeah, like what did that happen?
For like man? For that to really happen, you like you gotta have to black out first off, because you're not just gonna like keep being. I'm nigga not the type of nigga. If you know he knocked out, like
I'm not the type of nigga. Like I'm more. I like to be aware when I'm fighting, so I won't black out like that.
You can't control that.
Yeah,
you can control that shit. Man, you gotta get in the strength. Oh. Like I don't fight angry. I'm more fight from a place within. I'm like, all right, well I gotta handle my business.
Like, he touched your sister type shit, and you're like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so I'm like, all right, say less.
And I'm gonna black out.
Touch my sister. But, right. That's scary when I hear niggas do
so
that.
So, what's happening? Well, I was talking to Jamal earlier, too, about this. So, if you... Let's say you did knock him out, and you were like, fuck it, and you just left. He's unconscious. He, like... I forgot. You gotta wake him up, right? Or, like... Yeah, he swallows his tongue, because he's, like, unconscious. He dies.
Oh yeah, see that's OD right there.
Like, he couldn't breathe or anything. Are you responsible? Like, can
are you? Going kinda, you kind of caused it.
It's
so going
to end
mean,
up coming back to you. It's going to end
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no cap.
See, yeah, sadly, it's going to.
Like he suffocates. Like his tongue rolls back.
Yeah, you're really supposed to wake people up when they get knocked out. Like, even if I knock
you
out,
where your man's at? Like we like where your man's at? Like,
but I mean, if it's a one-on-one like that. And then, like, don't nobody.
So
well,
I'm gonna help this dude after you knock him out.
I mean, usually you got spectators. You got spectators. They help the nigga.
That's what I'm saying. They be like, "Oh my god, is you okay?" Like, niggas lift his level shit.
You like, don't touch him.
Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Where that nigga at, bro? Where that nigga at?
Niggas try to get up after they know they knocked out.
That's no.
Don't do that shit.
No, you look just ridiculous. Lay the fuck down, bro. Chill.
Look around.
All right, so you knock somebody out. What if you just roll them over?
I'll probably roll him over.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you gotta do, right?
But then I feel like if I'm really mad like that, I feel like I'm the type of nigga I'll remember what the fuck he did again and start beating his ass some more.
Punch him in the rib.
But then I'll punch that nigga in the rib for real. I ain't gonna care with you. I want that nigga to feel me too.
Like wake up.
No, I just wake up. Okay, pull his like, pants down, start smacking his ass.
My side.
Oh, that kinda hurt. I punched myself my shit. That shit hurt. Oh man.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a debate I kind of want to settle. It's a big one too.
Would you take his money though? Now I'm just playing solid.
I would. I ain't gonna cap with you. I'll take a nigga money. I'll bitch a nigga. But damn, I don't want to get a robbery.
Social security though.
Ah.
Like what the dude did to you, bro?
You know what? I'll be a dickhead. I'll rip it up real good just so he had to go up to the social security place to go get a new card.
Hey, what happened,
how long
man?
It takes? Oh. It takes a long time to get a social security card.
How long it takes?
I'll do some petty shit. I shred up his fucking like ID, so he had like shred up his license, so he had to go
to the DMV.
Go to DMV and go get another one.
I throw his keys across somebody's fence.
He's throwing the lake though.
That'd be fucked up. I want to put it in a place where he can get it, but he got to work for it.
Yeah, but
yeah, you know what I was. We're thinking about the same thing.
The shit in Outer Banks, bro.
Yeah,
that shit I'd be weak as hell.
So they beat the fuck.
Beat
out
the fuck out
of him. He's crawling like because he tried to rob him with a shotgun and everything.
Yes.
And so they like they I don't know they did some crazy shit. They beat him up. He was just crawling like trying to I don't know. He had his keys. He just threw him in the. Like
for I was like, nigga, alright, so y'all were really trying to get away from this nigga. I would take his keys with me in that.
Yeah, I know. I would have like
and I ain't gonna cap with you. That nigga was playing all hard, beating up these white niggas all the time, bro. He was beating the shit out of these white niggas, like damn, he was bitching these boys. And then these niggas kept beating his ass like every single time, but that nigga stayed getting fucked up.
Dude, he was a bum, bro.
You gotta watch this shit. Outer Banks, niggas gotta check that. If you ain't already watched this shit, it's bomb as hell.
Damn, they really beat him up though, bro. They
beat the shit out of this nigga.
Like, he was, like, they got the car door and they're just like slamming on his fucking head type shit. was OD.
It was some cartoon shit, but it was beating the shit out of this nigga, bro.
But would you have stopped there, though?
The fuck this
he tried to rob you, bro. He had a shotgun to your face, bro.
Shotgun to my face. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful, right there. I'd rather for a nigga to punch me in my jaw and to give up. You give empty your pockets. I'm like, all right, bro. Shit.
That nigga called me trying to rob him with his fist, bro. You in a rude fool. You in a rude for a rude awakening, bro. It's like, give me everything you got. I'm like,
I don't know, nigga. You better think about that shit, bro. If a nigga's trying to, this nigga's like that. All of a sudden, this nigga's stance changed. This nigga's not even, and he got a fist ball. He's got it like that.
He's standing with his feet, trying to like change the position. Whoa. Shit. No, for myself.
I'm like, nigga, this nigga crazy. This nigga gonna fuck me up.
Nigga fuck around, start doing some Muay Thai. Fucking Kai,
like your friend tried to jump in. He like did some shit. Like he did a flip, hit him with the leg. Like hit him like right there.
He like hit like the back of his head on his forehead.
Oh my God. Like, that should have fucked me up. I was like, empty my pockets right there, bro.
Oh, shit. This nigga's not playing, crazy, bro. Like, you chewing my phone, my wallet.
Like, bro, like, bro, you can take all the money, my nigga. Like, I wire it to if you need me to. Nigga, but, like, just let me keep my phone.
Nigga, run up barefooted talking about some.
What the fuck is up, my nigga? Running pockets. Running pockets, nigga.
I'm like, oh, bro, you got the
Ryu jumpsuit on and shit.
He got the little band around his head and shit.
Nigga's just, like, moving. He's not even, like, staying still.
He got no sleeves.
Sleeves cut off all rugged like he did that shit with straight with scissors.
It's like, come on, we're your pockets, bro. Come on, your pockets.
I'm like, come on, bro. Like, come on, man, fuck that, bro. I ain't gonna let that nigga rob me. Just kick this nigga right in his fucking neck and shit. I'm like, oh no.
So, nigga, is that blue fire?
But nigga, back to what I was about to say. I got a big debate here. It's not too big. It's pretty big though, and I feel like a lot of females want to know. Ask the titties.
Damn. Why y'all look at me? Like,
I don't know, man. No, I'm the one asking you.
I'm more of a. I know y'all. I don't know what y'all waiting for. I'm more of a titty guy. Fuck it. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I said it. It all depends, man. Ass ain't everything. Ass ain't everything. You got a little wobble back there. I mean, shit. It is what it is.
Amen.
I ain't gonna cap with you. Big booty girls are the devil.
Amen.
Especially if they know they thick.
If you know you thick, you gotta spend some money, bro. For real.
You think I'm finna let you get all this ass for free?
Let me cop a feel. I feel like natural titties are hard to come upon, you know.
Oh yeah, no, especially. Yeah.
That's why I said if they're all natural, I mean, hey man, say man. It is what it is.
You in Hollywood, don't expect to find none of them.
That's crazy. I don't see how people can get fake ass like that. It only be moving like that.
Have you seen the ones that gets infected type shit?
Yeah.
That shit looks disgusting.
That was nasty when that nigga. Khalil sent me. It was nasty as hell. Just ass all deteriorating and stuff.
Like somebody took a bite. Oh, dude, that looked disgusting, bro.
That looked pretty fucking bad. Like somebody bit like a chunk of
ass.
That's
what I'm saying. Just took a bite out of her ass. It's like, goddamn, what bit you? It's like, it was a bear.
No, hell no, bro.
Yeah, but to be honest, do you really care about that? Like,
I don't care about body, period. Honestly, like I said, I'm more of a personality guy. If you got an ugly personality,
you gotta even it out, right?
Yeah, you gotta even it out. You gotta have either or. But I mean, like I said, if I had to choose, natural breasts is better.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't look at people's like breasts like that. I mean,
you're capping. Okay.
I feel like you're telling me you
outside, right?
Okay.
I'm talking about some MILF, some Caucasian MILF come outside with knockers.
Her running, MILF. Like type shit.
Running and like her shits is like, you know them tight ass like shits they be having.
Type shit?
They make them shits specifically for the MILFs, boy.
You talking about the sports, bro?
Yeah, them shits like, man, they shits be. Wait, boy.
Put the little cuts into them.
Little cuts. I'll be like, God, man, look at that cleavage, boy. She's bouncing.
If I'm being honest, no, I don't.
We gonna find out.
Swear to God.
We gonna find out.
I'm gonna catch you liking. More worried about it just coming out. Like, oh fuck, what the? Now just saying.
You gonna close your eyes?
No, I'm just playing.
Let's go, titties.
Oh no, I'm just playing. Nah.
You get scared, start melting.
Oh man.
Yeah. But no, I don't.
Nah, titty guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like ass too.
I like ass.
I like.
But my thing is, I was like, you got ass like that. I ain't gonna eat your booty like that.
Oh, you know, if you got like.
You got. You got more ass than me, honestly. I think that my ass is like the limit.
Yeah.
I got a decent.
Oh
decent
no
size
no
butt.
No no. Like, I'd be like, oof, oof. I ain't gonna say too much, cause niggas be speaking on that hot shit. But
hey, fuck it.
Nah, yeah, just like, hey, fuck it.
Hey, fuck it. I'm playing now, but like, nah, it's just I've been with some big booty girls. Mm-hmm. I've seen some big booty. I went to school with some big booty.
But there is a such thing as too big, man.
Like, there's a such thing
like
as
you
too
won't
big.
See me kid, because I mean, you like I said, all that ass, you can't keep it completely clean.
I mean, what's the line J. Cole said, bro?
What?
Fucking oh, shit, I know exactly.
Too thick. Something like that. You want to be a toothpick? Some shit like that.
He said. No, he said something. He said something else. Another song. He was like.
No role models, and I'm.
Yeah. He said something about stretch marks. He said something about stretch marks. I'm like.
Ain't nothing wrong with no stretch marks.
Man,
hey,
where you got some stretch marks? You know the vibes. Ooh, especially skinny girls stretch marks. I don't know how that shit work. The science behind that shit surprises me. If you a skinny girl with stretch marks,
that means that
good it's... God, that's all I can say. Well, you are gifted.
Hey, man, say, man.
All right, guys.
But damn. So you more of an ass guy, what you're saying?
I guess you could say that.
Kind of both. I'm kind of.
Are
kinda
you more of a vagina man? Is there a third party?
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Is there a third party?
We were throwing in fat.
Is there a third party in this? I don't know if there's a third party.
Nah, hey,
let me find the neck, bro.
Oh,
the collarbone.
So I like
the
collarbone. I like big collarbones.
You know that little space with like in your fucking ankle, where it's like the little ball in your ankle.
Oh my
in the
god.
Back. Your fucking tendon. Is that what it is? Okay.
Your Achilles?
Yeah, your Achilles. That's
like,
shit.
Yeah, your Achilles tendon.
Nah,
like,
I fuck around. I licked that. Damn,
I suck on a calf. No cat.
That's weird.
I suck on like
nothing weird with that. You say that's more of in a moment than
that's
you
not
can't
weird.
Calf. That's more like you. Shit, dude, you call that shit too?
Bro, wow.
You call that
you
shit
call
too?
That shit. That shit's yeah. Crazy. Hey man.
Say man.
Oh, hey, say less. Say less.
Oh, you're all right. You want to take us out?
No. You go. You just got to dive to it.
That was another episode of the 720 podcast.
Don't do my fucking job.
All right. Do it,
bro. All right, y'all. Episode 15. Thank y'all for listening to another 720 podcast. Had some technical issues, so we had to end a little early. But other than that, y'all boys be safe. Y'all still be 6 feet apart. Fuck Krispy Kreme. Other than that, y'all got anything to add?
I feel like we are 6 feet, bro.
Like, oh, no.
Y'all are.
I mean, we're not that far either.
What I'm saying. I mean, it's.
I mean, can we touch each other's hands?
No.
See,
so, that, yeah. That's fine, bro.
That's fine.
I think
fuck
that's cool.
It, bro.
I mean, it's not like we're coughing.
Fuck
anything.
It.
Yeah, we're
fuck
not
it.
Coughing. As long as we're like.
Hey, fuck it.
Fuck it. Hey, bro, y'all already know that's my slogan, boy. Fuck it. Other than that, hey, y'all got anything to add?
Nah.
That new.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
New
hey,
Rona, bro.
Hey, 720 YB got some more heat out for y'all, boys. It's called Rona. You know, it's the times it's been hard. Go listen to this on Spotify. What the fuck it is not. It's on SoundCloud and it's on Audio Mac.
Boy.
Y'all about to say. Hey, y'all go listen to that. Y'all go stream that up. 720YB. We up next. Podcasting, gaming, music. You at anything you want, we got it. Other than hey, y'all.
Real, though, no cap.
Crack.
Oh. I'm playing. All right, y'all be safe. Y'all be easy.